Hello, friends, and welcome to Brazenly Shady. We have a new series, Romancing the Blogger, where we'll be talking to romance book bloggers and reviewers in the bookish community. We'll ask the questions and have some laughs. Of course, all the Brazenly Shady way. Stick around and enjoy the ride. We're now recording, so.
Welcome. Now I'm playing.
I really cannot. Would you please? Not today. All right. So welcome to Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda and
I'm Tamo.
And we have a guest today.
We have guests today. Okay, so this is supposed to be a new series that we're doing where we are like spotlighting Black. I wouldn't say Black. We're spotlighting romance reviewers in the book community. Like, we're giving flowers to book reviewers in the book community. Now, we ain't got no specific name for this because we didn't sit down and brainstorm a name. Sharonda, I see your face. Do you have a name? Do you have?
I actually
something?
Gave you one, but I don't forgot. I'll remember it at some point.
What just happened?
Back to me. Let's go.
Anyway, so right now we're going to say we're spotlighting these bitches.
Somebody please.
Flowers. So our first guest is my friend. Her name is Marlena, and she goes by Facts from Fiction on Instagram. Marlena, say hi.
Hey, y'all.
That's all I got.
I feel like she's shy, but she's not shy. Mm-mm. So we gotta poke her a little bit just to get.
Please don't.
I feel like don't.
I really like poking though.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
Okay, so Marlena, well, we already say your name is Marlena. So, what's your name? Where are you from? And what's the name of your platform? Even though we already know what your name, tell us again. What's your name? Where you from? And what is the name of your platform?
I'm Marlena.
Hey.
I am from the great state. I can't even say great state. Let me not even say that. I'm from Florida. South Florida. I can't call it great right now because it's not.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida is where I'm from.
Fort Lauderdale.
Lord Jesus.
Amazing airport. Better than Miami. Go on.
Girl. Like, don't get me started on airports because that's a whole nother thing. Okay. That's why I can't call us great.
Terrible.
But yeah, Fort Lauderdale and on Instagram because I'm only on Instagram. I'm Facts from Fiction.
I'd be trying to get it anyway. I'd be trying to get it to come on Twitter.
It ain't going
to
happen.
Okay.
It ain't going to happen.
I know that's right. Stay off of it. It's a terrible place. Terrible.
Okay. But apparently I'm missing out because that's where all the action happened.
Girl, it's ghetto over there. That's why I say, if you love ghetto like I do, come on.
I can't even do it.
Not come on. Yes, it's a bit hood over there.
It's ghetto over there. But how did you get started as a book blogger and what inspired you to share your love for books with others?
So, you know what? I actually started blogging just randomly. My husband has been telling me for years and years, why don't you start a book YouTube? Because I'm one of those people, I was really into YouTube and makeup because I used to be a makeup artist. And he was always like, girl, start a YouTube to talk about the books. Because what happens is I talk to him about books and I know he'd be sick of me.
He was like, please find somebody else to talk to.
Yeah, listen, Maurice was like, girl, find somebody else to talk to because I don't care.
Maurice was like, I'm not here for this. You do.
He'll listen. He'll act like he's listening, but does he really care? Probably not.
No.
So we went to Tampa for our anniversary, our 10-year anniversary trip. And on the way, he was like, give me your phone. And he signed me up for Instagram. Now, mister, I don't have no social media. I don't do social media. How he knew how to sign me up for Instagram is questionable. Now I'm questioning. How you know about Instagram?
He got burn up, girl. He got burn up.
Not just Instagram. How you know about Bookstagram? How you know about Bookstagram?
Right. Because I didn't even know, you know, it was people on Instagram really talking about books like that. But he started, and then I took a couple weeks, and I was like, okay, I'm going to just post. But I have been reading. My love for books goes way back to my mama reading. Brenda Jackson was like her favorite girl. So every Brenda Jackson book I've read because of my mama. Yeah, I just buy books, read books, get rid of books, buy more. And he got sick of me. So that's where it started, girl.
We love a supportive hubby who really supportive, but he just don't want to be bothered.
Right, he don't care. He does not care.
Listen, the man is supportive. That's all we ask for, right?
So at this point, we know that you primarily review romance books on your page. Are there any other reviews? I mean, genres that you read?
I'll read a good thriller or a mystery. But here's the thing, though. I'm scary. So it's like a fine line for me. And Tava knows this. Don't give me no horror story to read because I ain't read it. I don't care if it is romance in it. I ain't reading it.
I need a domesticated thriller. I like domesticated thrillers.
Those are good. Uh-huh. So I kind of sort of sometimes will read, what is it, like fairy type things? I don't know what genre that's considered.
Fantasy.
Yeah. Fantasy. But see, then it's a fine line because I'm like.
You don't want scary fairies. You want.
Right. I can't do that.
Not scary fairies.
So yeah, mostly I'm gonna do romance or like thrillers.
Okay.
But light thrillers, because don't do too much.
Okay. All right. And what is your draw to romance books?
I don't know, girl. I just like being happy. I want everybody to be happy. So here's the thing, right? Mm. When I was in college, and me and Maurice, we were like Poe, that's it. No O-R, Poe. And so, you know how it is, like in college, you're struggling and romance was just the escape because I always knew the book would have a happy ending. Mm. So it's like, while I'm reading, I'm escaping. So I would actually go sit, this is how Poe we were. I would go sit in Barnes & Noble on a Saturday all day and read the books and put them back on the shelf because your girl wouldn't buy nothing. I couldn't afford it.
You sit and read the books?
Girl, yes, Barnes & Noble, yes.
I went to school in Tallahassee, a college town. So it was always students in Barnes & Noble. So, of course, I would have my computer like I'm doing work. But, girl, I wasn't doing the work. I was reading their books. It was an escape. And, of course, Maurice didn't care because I wasn't going to bother him all day. That's my thing. I just love. I want everybody to have a happy ending in a romance. I know if it's written right, I know everybody's gonna get their happy ending.
Okay. I love that response.
Yeah, girl.
I'm about to go in Barnes and Nobles and sit down and just read these motherfuckers.
They'll let you.
Yeah, Barnes and Noble.
That's the thing. I don't really go in Barnes and Noble like that. So it's like,
girl, you better get inside Barnes.
Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, any of them.
I'm on half price books, girl.
We don't have it. I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because they usually have the black romance and stuff in there, like the old ones. So that's why I'm going to look for like books to add to my collection and stuff like that. Okay. All right. So what is your process for writing book reviews?
So for me, I try not to read any reviews before. If I know I'm gonna write a review on the book, I'm not gonna read any reviews on it. Cause I feel like even though we think it's not gonna affect how we view the book, if it's somebody who I trust that's writing a review, then I know I'm automatically going in with preconceived notions. So I don't read any reviews on it. And honestly, if you are familiar with my page, unless I have an ARC review, I try not to even do like brand new books. I kind of let it sit for a while. Because I don't want to be a part of the hype. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't really read reviews before, but when I'm writing my review, I try to say what I like. And I'll put like the stuff I didn't really like in the middle. And then I'll put something I like at the end just so that y'all know these authors be sensitive sometimes. And so if you end it with, girl, this book was trash, then they're going to have an attitude. So, you know, you got to kind of.
I feel like.
Me and Tabin, we constantly have this conversation here, but you are so right. But yeah.
You gotta make it a sandwich, girl.
Yeah.
Like put the bad stuff in the middle.
I don't like sandwiches.
I love sandwiches, but I like that idea. I like that idea. Bread. Okay, something in the middle. Okay,
I'm gonna give you a wrap.
Even if at the end you like, I can't wait to see what else to authorize. So I'm gonna read more of their stuff. Or girl, end it on a positive note. Okay.
I'd be like, you sit beside her. But really, I'd be like, girl, I'm just trying to. I'm playing y'all.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand beside her, but you know.
But this book was questionable. Okay, that's a good idea though. You know what? Maybe I need to start sandwiching. Maybe this will lessen my block ratio if I sandwich.
Because listen, I feel like even if your criticism is harsh or what they might view as harsh, if you end it with something nice, they kind of take it a little better than if you just like, this book was missing a whole lot of stuff. We could have had more details, period. Don't do that.
I like that though, period. This would have more details, period.
I feel like some of them are just sensitive either way.
Listen. Yeah. So they're not gonna, if you say anything bad about the book, they're not gonna like it anyway.
They're not gonna like it. See, that's what I was gonna say. They're not gonna like it any other way. So you know
how people be like, to be an author, you have to have a tough skin. Some of these niggas don't have no skin.
Skinless.
But see, I feel like anybody who's an artist of any kind, author, if you was like a singer or whatever. Everybody ain't gonna like your stuff off real. It's like if you go into it knowing our reviews, everybody ain't gonna like the way we review. But if I get mad at everybody who tell me your review is this or whatever, girl, I'm gonna stay mad. I don't care. I mean, apparently somebody liking it and people still buying your stuff. So
right.
Okay, girl.
It's very, oh God, yes. Cause it's so annoying. Cause I just be like, I always say that, like, if you're an artist, but you're just gonna have to learn how to take the negative with the positive. Like, and if it's more negative, I don't know, maybe change something. You know, switch that formula up a little bit, but, you know.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist.
And I'm sensitive about my shit.
Okay, some of them ain't sensitive about their shit. They sensitive about everything.
Hello.
Calm down.
10 points for Marlena. 10 points. Because they sensitive about everything.
Everything, girl.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on spoilers in reviews?
Why are you looking like that? You don't like them?
Actually, I don't really care.
Here's the thing, okay? I don't like them personally. Because again, if it's a book that I'm going to read or your review is good, girl, don't tell me every single detail. I feel like it's a way to phrase things to let us know what happened without saying what happened. Like, girl, you don't have to give me, girl, she went in the closet and like, you couldn't let me get to that part myself?
No.
I don't like it. Like, or at least I appreciate the people who, if they're going to write a spoiler, at the beginning, they put spoiler alert. That way, if you decide to read, girl, that's on you because I told you I was writing a spoiler. But otherwise, girl,
I can respect a spoiler alert because I'm the type of person, if I see spoiler alert, I'm going to read it because my anxiety won't allow me. Like, I'm the type of person, I read the back of the book before I start the beginning. Because I want to know how to shit and then if I
I'm skipping my ass to it because I was like, well, what's going to happen?
And they putting cliffhangers and don't tell you, and I don't got time for that shit.
That
so go to the end, and I gotta be like, if I hear continued, I'm sending it back to Kindle Unlimited Glory. Okay, it gotta go. That's why I go to the back and I need to know, okay, what happened? I'm the type of, and it's crazy because I like to read the end. I read the whole, if it's an epilogue, I'm reading the whole epilogue. If it's a last chapter, I'm reading the whole last chapter. And I like to go to the beginning and just read that build up to what I already know is going to happen. It's weird.
But when you do you don't be knowing what's happening. Like if you read the last chapter and it's like.
But then when I read it, I'd be like, oh shit, this is what she's talking about. I'd be like, okay, I can see it coming together. This shit makes sense. You know, because it's like, it's sharpening my critical thinking skills if I go to the back and start from the beginning.
Okay.
Maybe I need to start doing that. And let me say, listen, if we could please, in these reviews, if it's a to be continued, mention that shit in your review. Because the thing that pisses me off the most is when I read a 300-page book, only people would be like, girl, you got to wait for part two.
I know. Why did this book just release a few days ago?
Because why? Why does your 300-page book have a cliffhanger? Or is there a continuation? You had 300 and something pages to continue to finish this shit. I don't want to read about it in another book.
What you not wrapping up in 300 pages is fucking beyond me. What is you not wrapping up? And this is the thing. It might be where I feel like there's too much point of views in these goddamn books.
Yeah, we're getting everybody's point of view, but the goddamn main cast.
Kiki from across the street got a point of view, and Kiki got a point of view. This is the problem. It's too many point of views. If I read the synopsis and you telling me 4 point of views, I'm not reading that bullshit. Mm-mm. 2 is my max, and
if it's a romance, we only need the POV of the people that we dealing with in this book.
Don't be giving
me all these goddamn side thoughts and shit. Because now I'm getting pissed off. Because why is this motherfucker still here?
And speaking of POVs, before we move on, label that shit and change POVs every chapter. Thank you.
Okay. Next question. All right. Can you share a memorable book that you reviewed recently and what made it stand out to you?
Girl, that I reviewed. When the last time I reviewed a book? That's the question.
That you read. It don't have to be reviewed. It could be like you read.
Yeah, did you like just share a book that you recently read that just was just like, damn.
Let me think. Okay, I don't know if it was like, damn, but what's the girl name? Charity Shanae, I think is her name.
Ooh!
Okay.
Love's Deep Cover. Okay, let me tell y'all. So this book
right now!
Okay, I like it. The thing for me is I like different. So in a romance, because girl, at this point, we all know once you read a certain number of romance, some of it is like all the same. So I like when people do things different. So the fact that we got a detective or FBI agent who was a woman, for me, I love that. But the main male character in that book, it's just like, I don't even know him, but he fine. Like he just, I don't even know how to explain it, but it was a good book in that it was just different for me. So if y'all haven't read it, Tammy, you said you're reading it, but I like that book. I think she did a good job. Okay. Outside of that, I don't know if I had any that was just like, oh my God, here recently. The last one that was like, oh my God, for me was Frisco. And
I was saying what you say.
That was a bunch of foolishness, but it was different. So I like that one.
Okay. Bianca, she knows she was wrong for that book, but it was so fucking good.
It was so damn good
because you know Frisco is just a piece of shit, but you can't help to fall in love with him because he was just so charismatic and he just had that energy that made me want to be like.
But see, I love books like that where it's like, you know, like this nigga ain't shit. However, I love him so much.
It's the however for me. Are there any particular challenges or rewards that come with being a book blogger?
Be as honest as you like to be.
And we would like you to be as frank, honest, and candid as possible.
Okay, I'll start with the girl, not me rubbing my eyebrow off. I'll start with the reward. So for me, since I start, like I said, I didn't know this was such a big community. Girl, I was late to the game. And so to meet people has been the most rewarding. And also this one lady who works at my mom, right? Hey, Tam. Hey, girl. She works with my mom. And so when she found out who I was, she had been following me on Instagram. And she was like, oh, nice. Oh, that's your daughter? And so for me, I'm like, girl, who, me? Because,
right.
You know, I don't have the biggest following. I don't just talk to people like that. So for somebody to know, like, and like read my reviews, and I know they're reading my reviews, I don't know, it just feels good, because sometimes it could feel like I'm doing this for nothing almost. But it's been fun to meet people and get to know different people, because it's people now that I talk to, not many, but it's people now that I talk to, like, in real life outside of Instagram. Not many, because, you know, that ain't me, but yeah, that would be the reward. Now the challenge is, listen, here's my biggest challenge with this whole thing. I cannot stand when somebody tries to tell somebody else how they should review a book they should be a blogger. That is like a pet peeve of mine, because just like our reviews are subjective, how I review is going to be how I want to do it. Girl, if you don't like it, don't read it. If you don't like it, don't follow me. But you going out of your way to tell people, girl, don't do this, and how dare y'all do that, especially on release day. Girl, if you don't sit down somewhere, because these are grown-ass people you're talking to. So if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. I just hate when people try to tell other people how to do what it is that they're doing. You do you, I'm going to do me. Okay?
Amen.
You stay over there, I'm going to be over here.
Hello.
So that's just the biggest challenge, is grown-ass women trying to tell other grown-ass women what to do.
I see that a lot in this community.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is unfortunate, and that's something that irks me too. Like, I think that's my biggest, like, one of my biggest pet peeves in the reading space, period, is that people are always trying to tell people what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, you should review like this. Oh, it's like, please stop telling grown-ass motherfuckers what to do, especially when it comes to their pockets. Every time they have an issue with something, especially Amazon, bitch, leave me alone. I'm doing what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy this goddamn book, and if it's cheap on Amazon, bitch, I'm buying it. You don't want to buy off Amazon. Go away. So that does irk me. That's one of my biggest things, too. Like, why are we telling other grown-ass adults what to do?
Right.
Because also when it comes to reviews, it's like, we're talking about books written by adults, right? Because I don't think none of us review young adult books written by kids. So if that other grown ass person can't stomach what I'm saying, that is a them problem. Y'all better leave me the fuck alone, because I ain't got nothing to do with that. I done wrote this. I done said what I said.
Period.
And a lot of y'all like to say, I wrote what I wrote. Well, bitch, I wrote what I wrote too. And that's that. Let's just leave it at that. Okay?
Yeah.
Because we had a consensus, and I'm done.
It just gets very high schoolish to me. Like,
yes.
Why are we doing this? All of us, we're grown. Most people I follow are over the age of 25. Like, girl, we good and grown. Have a seat. Let them do what it is that they want to do. You do you, sis, because at the end of the day, what works for you might not work for me anyway. So what got your page to grow might not get mine to grow. What got your TikTok, whatever else you own, might not work for me. So, girl, it is what I'm going to still do what I want to do. So, okay, girl.
Thank you, but no thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm... Wow. Wow.
I think that's a good answer.
I'm gonna keep.
I like that answer.
I'm gonna keep my thoughts to myself. But
you usually don't. You usually don't.
Right? Why are you being like that with me?
Right,
Marlena, please. I feel like the Brazenly Shady listeners have heard my thoughts about this community and the shit that's going on in this community every goddamn time. At this point, they probably sick of me saying these hoes is weird.
Yeah, not weird.
If they were sick of you, they wouldn't be listening to. Well, let me not say that, because the haters are gonna be watching.
Niggas is hate listen, okay? They hate listen, and you know what? Welcome to the haters if that's why you're here. Okay. But I do feel like the space has become a place where it's just everybody knows everything and everybody wants to tell everybody what to do. Nobody be telling me what to do, though.
Like I tell my husband, listen, my daddy name is Walter and my mama name is Bonita. And even either, they don't even tell me what to do no more. Because I'm grown.
But the same people who be telling people what to do be the same people who be doing the shit that they telling people not to do. Girl. It's like, why y'all so fucking contradictory?
It's like you said, why y'all so weird? Like, what is this weird ass behavior we got going on? It's very weird. But you know what? Hello, whatever. It's just crazy to me that we just can't have like this is supposed to be an open space for people to come in and talk about books, rather is positive, negative, neutral, whatever. Like you said, we're all adults, so let people do what they're gonna do and leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand, if you as a person got a problem with what I'm doing and my space or my platform, again, that is a you problem. Leave me alone.
At the end of the day, like Marlena said, we cannot tell people how to review.
Exactly.
We cannot tell them what to put in their reviews. Mm-hmm. I do agree that when it comes to negative reviews, okay, you don't have to tag the author in a negative review. But guess what? Newsflash, bitches. If somebody tags an author in a negative review on their fucking page, what could we do?
You know, we could do only thing I could suggest to an author, if a person tagged you, instead of engaging, block them.
Block them. We could say, personally, I know I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Wanda wouldn't do that. Marlena wouldn't do that. But right. If somebody wants to do that, what the fuck could we do?
Yeah, because we can't mind other grown motherfuckers.
Right.
If they're in this space, we can't mind them. What I look like going to tell another grown motherfucker, oh, you shouldn't do that? They already did what?
I mean, is you going to beat them up? Like, you can't beat them up because they did that shit. Like, that's what I'm saying. And then it's like this, the same people who do the same shit that they talking about, you might not be tagging an author in a negative review, but when you go on your platform, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and you say something, baby, it's the same fucking thing.
Right.
Okay? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Girl, so for me, I'm not even one who, I don't post negative reviews on my page because, girl, I feel like that's a waste of my time. I'm not going to type up a whole review to post it and I didn't like your book, because chances are, if I don't like your book, I'm just not going to finish it, because I force nothing, okay? I'm not going to force myself to stay up and read this book if I don't like it. And so sometimes I sign up for these book tours and I don't like a book. And let me tell y'all a little secret about me. You could tell the books that I don't really fuck with on my page when I'm on a book tour, because I don't really write a review about it. I'll write the synopsis. And I'm going to post you a little picture. But that's about as much as you're going to get, because why am I putting effort into something I don't like? But at the same time, I'm not going to then turn around and be like, girl, why you posting negative reviews? What?
Right.
Girl, do what you want to do. I don't care. Because it takes nothing for me to just scroll right past it. I don't care.
And that's just what I'm saying.
I respect your thoughts, but I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with that.
Which is fine.
Yeah, I'm going to have to respectively disagree with that, because the type of person that I am, I know for a fact that you are not going to like every book that you read. And right. For me, a well-rounded book reviewer to be able to post positive, mid, and negative books on their feed. Because if I'm keeping it a buck, if I'm looking on your page and you like every book, I'm not taking no reviews from you. And that's just facts.
But see, here's the thing.
I know Marlena outside of Bookstagram, so I will take a review from her. But if I didn't know this chick outside of Bookstagram, I would from you.
You know what? No. But see, I don't like everything, because if you look, when I do my monthly wrap-ups, I might read 30 books for the month, but I only posted 2 reviews. So just because I read it don't mean that I'm, you know, liking everything that I read. For me, I made my Instagram as kind of a way to highlight the things that I like, highlight the authors that I like, highlight the stuff that I like. So for me, it just doesn't work for my platform, because that's not why I do it. For you, if you're You post reviews way more than I do, girl, because I don't even know the last time I posted on Instagram, to be honest.
Right.
But for you, it works to post positive and negatives. For me, I'm not writing a fucking review for a book that I'll write a review, like a short one on Goodreads if I right. don't like it. But that's like, you can see on Goodreads, I gave it 1 star. So what am I writing? I don't have time. That's just don't.
It works for everybody, but I'm just saying it works for you. But listen, your page just ain't gonna be my central point to get no goddamn books.
Okay, I can agree that because I know a lot of reviewers are like that. Like they read books, they don't post the books that they did not like, and that's perfectly fine because again, that is your space. Just like you said, you can't come and tell people that do post negative reviews why you're doing that. We can't come to you and say why is there not a negative review here, you know? So
exactly, I agree.
It's balance, damn it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't tell you what to do, you don't tell me what to do. We all have the option to keep scrolling. I don't understand why people don't keep scrolling if they have such and my thing is also, why do you have such a problem? Like, why is it irking you so bad? What, like that's like something's not right up there. If you feel the need to go on somebody's page, go through all their shit, and then contact them and be like, hey, I noticed you never post a negative review or you never post anything positive. What, bitch, who told you to come over here?
You had nothing else to do today.
People say that's something
that is that's wrong with you, that you feel the need to do that. And I know a lot of people hide in things where the thing that I hate that people do is when they say, oh, these Black authors got it hard as it is. Listen, don't come at me with that shit. Life is hard, okay? So they just gonna have to get this negative review, okay? It, on my page, you do what you do on your page, I'm do what I do on my page. Don't come at me with that, they Black and they got it hard, bitch, okay? So am I. Like, what?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I mean, I post what I post on my page, but I'm not one who would say that because at the end of the day, I'm supposed to hold you to a lesser standard because you Black and you a woman. Hello. Like, girl, that's not life for us. So why would I? Girl, have a seat.
And that's what I think they want sometimes. I think sometimes they want us to hold them to lesser standards because they're Black and they feel like because Black people, oh, we already have it hard, give me a break. No, I'm not, when I'm paying my money for this, and I don't give a fuck when people say Kindle Unlimited because I pay for that shit every month. I'm tired of having this argument.
But then how do they get better too if nobody ever said anything negative?
Nobody,
they're
going to
be subpar.
So you're nobody saying it's okay for you to put out trash work because you're Black? Like, what?
Right. No, ma'am.
Anyway, listen. Ooh, girl. Next question.
Damn. We done derailed a little bit. Okay. Okay, let's reel it back in. How do you engage with your audience and foster a sense of community on your book page, on your blog?
So for me, girl, I'm gonna share everybody's stuff, okay? Not everybody. Let me not lie.
Come back,
but I do share a lot of people, like, and for me, it don't even matter if it's like, oh, well, she didn't share my post last week, I'm not gonna, girl, if your post cute, if your graphic cute, if I like you, I'm gonna share it. Like, I don't really, because all of us out here are doing this to hope to get eyes on our stuff, so correct, it don't matter. I'm just gonna share it. I need to get better at, I guess, engaging. But again, I don't be liking people like that, so it's kind of hard for me. But I'll share your little post, though. It was cute. I'm gonna share it.
It was cute. I'm gonna share it.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
That's fair.
I like that. Are there any bookish events that you're excited about? Or do you plan on going to if you haven't?
See, here's the thing again. I don't really like people like that. People really gonna think I'm antisocial. I promise I'm not. I'm really not. But I said this year I was gonna try to start going to more book events. That didn't work out. So next year I'm hoping to get to go on to more stuff, but then that will cause me to have to be around a lot of people. And that's where I kind of like I'm not one, I don't like people touching me. I don't, girl, it's just big crowds aren't my thing. So
especially with the rise of COVID again.
Right.
People coming back from these vents talking about something, I was coughing. Oh,
what? Yeah, I don't have time. I don't have time.
Wear a shirt that say don't touch, I don't do hugs.
That's the thing though. Like, and it's cute. I see people out here hugging and they hugging authors. It's not me because I don't want to hug. I'm big on like spirit transference. So I don't like people touching me like that. But yeah, anyway, I hope to get to more stuff next year. I don't know like the exact names of the different book events, but like the one that they had in New Orleans this year, whatever that's called, I would want to go to that next year, maybe.
I think it's two of lit.
And then, you know, the older authors, like the OGs in my eyes, they have that one conference. I forget, was it in Charleston this year?
One Love.
Yeah, I would want to go to that next year, maybe, because that's where all the OGs at.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's a One Love Fest. I think Sherelle Green them. I think they do the One Love in Charleston.
Okay.
So yeah. Okay.
That sounds exciting. Oh, I would love to go to that because I like the OG authors. I like the old school authors.
Mm-hmm.
These new hoes.
Jesus Christ, she said new hoes.
I'd be like, okay.
It's an adjustment. When I say new hoes, I'm meaning the book bloggers and the goddamn authors. God damn.
The combination is fucking me up, but
it's crazy.
Ain't somebody doing like a cruise or something next year?
I ain't going on no goddamn cruise.
I mean, I'm not doing it, but
Brandon Johnson does a cruise. Brandon Johnson have a Madeira school. That'd be one go, but I ain't going with nobody, grandma.
That's what
I
was.
I want to know though, because you know I love Brenda. I'm a text Brenda.
Oh boy.
Must be nice.
I ain't said that shit in a while. Let me go text Brenda Jackson.
Right.
How she do it.
Oh my God. Here you go.
She said I can text her.
She did.
Did she mean that though? What was her face like when she said
it? Did she not give me her number and say text me?
Yes.
Her face look like when she said it?
She was very impressed that Tama read like all her books.
It don't matter. It don't matter what her face looks like. She said text me, and I text her.
Like, hey, she gave me the number. I'm doing it, honey.
I'm texting.
Please, okay, please. All right.
Okay.
A hot mess.
What advice would you give to aspiring book bloggers who want to start their own platform?
Just do it. Girl, just do it.
Hey, that's all we got.
Okay.
Chilling, just do it.
Just do
because
it.
Because for me, it's kind of like once I started, it was like, oh, this isn't that bad, or it's not that, it's really not hard to do because we on social media anyway. But it's like, just do it. Like, don't worry about how people gonna perceive you or your poke. Girl, just do it.
Hello. Be like Nike. Just do it. Okay. Why you got your arm up? What
is happening?
Okay.
Right. You got a question? Oh, okay.
No, I don't have questions.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Marlena, this is going to be fast. So.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite kink in books?
Throat grabbing. Is that a kink?
Ooh! I was like, ooh! Okay. Favorite male character?
It's a throwback. What's that man name? Hold on.
It's What's that man name?
What's that name?
Girl, it's the L. Wright book, right? Y'all know which one I'm talking about because y'all, it's like a throwback. Listen, it's the L. Wright book. It was a group of friends, and Morgan was his real name, but they called him something else.
Big Dick Morgan.
Is that
I think I know what book. I think I had that book. I had that book in my living room.
The Wrong Man, the Perfect Man, the Something Man.
I think it was the Perfect Man.
Mm-hmm, him.
Okay.
Girl, I read that book like probably, I don't know, 7 years ago, and he's still it for me.
This is a testament to what I've been saying. Start writing female characters better, because why we gotta be sitting here 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds late and you ain't saying nothing yet?
Okay, I'm gonna go back to L. Wright. Now it's a different series. But she has a series about siblings, and it's like 5 of them. And the one sister is like a, she's like a therapist of some sort, but she like a breakup doctor.
Yeah, the young siblings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The first book that she wrote.
Yes, in Young and Love. Yes,
love her.
Favorite trope.
Friends to lovers. Period. Without a doubt.
Please, with the faces. We don't have time for this.
I don't know if you're finna ask me this. My favorite book of all time is Inseparable by Brenda Jackson.
Okay. Recent Canon was good. Okay, it was good.
See? All right.
Favorite book at this time. But you already told us your favorite book at this time was Charity Renee's book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
This month, that's my favorite. Yeah.
This month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, changes.
The thing is that what makes this series so great is because everybody that we interview, we ask them for book rec. And keep in mind, we said novella because I ain't reading these long ass books. I'm not reading these long ass books.
You ain't about to do.
So we ask them for a book rec.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Marlena, can you tell the Brazenly Shady listeners what rec that you gave us for this episode?
So the rec that I gave was I'd Rather Be With You by Kay Shanae. Is that how you say her name, Shanae?
I think it's Kay Shanae. I want to say Kay Shani, Kay Shani.
She's going to be Kay Shanae today.
Okay. She's Kay Shanae. Okay.
I feel like that's how you say it. Ma'am, if you listening, I promise I don't mean no harm. But it's Kay Shanae today. Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, y'all cracking me up. Ma'am, if you listen.
This is why I love being a co-host of Brazenly Shady, because we're so fucking dope. But anyway, my little girl, I've read this book before, but I reread it last night just so I can get...
It could be fresh in your mind.
It could be fresh in my mind. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, we said novella. This book was 80 pages. And if you know Kay Shanae, child,
this she book gonna was... Okay. It was good, but
Best friend's brother. Best friend's brother.
Yeah, I like the best friends. What was wrong with him? Why was he wilding like that? And then you using your friendship with her brother to basically excuse yourself from being in a relationship with this lady, and you know she cheating on her current with her current, like.
He wasn't ready.
Where
are
you going?
I'm here.
Like, what was that all about? Like, I was just like,
let me tell you something. I get it. You a hoe. Your best friend saw you looking at the sister, and he was like, "Don't fucking touch my sister."
Absolutely not.
No, I got that part, which I was all for the brother. I was all for the brother protecting his sister because he saw how his friend was. I got that. I understood that.
You saw. Right?
But also, you also knew that old boy had calmed down. He wasn't as bad as he was, right? So I get it. You going off of what he did in the past, but he changed, right? And at the end of the day, your sister motherfucking grown. If she gonna hop on it, she gonna hop on it. Ain't nothing you can do about it, sir. Ain't shit you can do about it. She wanted it. Just as bad as he wanted to give her the stick, she wanted to sit on the stick. I don't know what the problem is. They didn't talk to the...
And that's the thing. I do somewhat agree that he wasn't ready, because if he was ready, he would have stepped to the brother and be like, "This is what it is. You know I love the sister. You know I want to be with the sister. I ain't doing my whole shit no more. And I would like your blessing." I do feel like he was using the friendship as a crutch.
He did use it as a crutch. Most definitely he used it. Because he didn't, and I thought his reason for saying he didn't want to be in a relationship was just stupid, because I was like, I get, your father was talking some good shit to you, like, yeah, me and your mom got married too early, da da da. But your mother and your father been together for 30 years. What are you talking about? Why are we here? You just wanted to be a hoe out in the streets. Just say that. Don't use your pen. My father came to me and told me, son, please, are they still together? Your parents been together for 30 years, and you using the reason that your father told you that they got married too young and don't get married too young? I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm
like the brother now. I'm fucking you up. And then you using me as a reason to fuck over my sister. And my sister already said, the girl already told him, I don't give a fuck about what my brother say. I want to be with you. She straight up told him. She wasn't beating around the bush. She said, fuck that dude.
Yeah, but she was also fucking around with your boy. Like, she was with, what his name was, Tyson?
Tyson.
I was about to sing Better Call Cartel, right?
He was fucking Tyson and what his name is, Demarion. She was fucking both of them.
I mean, but Tyson was her nigga. So what she was gonna say? I can't have sex with you because, girl, no. Mm-mm.
It's been done before.
I mean, yeah, but she wasn't gonna do that. And but remember, she said they hadn't been messing around a whole lot. They haven't had any sexuals part of their relationship because he was always traveling. He was always on the go. So that's why it was so easy for her to fall on Demarion.
Several times,
honey. I was like, oh boy.
But I don't gonna lie, I liked the best friend though. I liked the brother's best friend because I feel like he had the energy, and I'm all about the energy of these. Like when he cornered her in the bathroom when she accepted that proposal. Ooh. And told, I kind of like that.
Well, he was like, you better get your ass out there right now. Tell her you refuse.
It was very fucking toxic.
It was. But it pissed me off because I was like, you refuse to be with this girl. And what do you want her to do? Just wait to the side while you pussyfooting around? You doing the two-step and shit? Trying to figure
refuse
out.
Refuse to be with her and bringing somebody else to my party. Like,
hello.
First of all, why is she here? Like, who is she? What is going on?
And that's why she said yes to Tyson, because I thought she was going to say no. But then when she saw the girl grab onto him, she was like, oh, hell no. So she was like, I'm just going to go on with my life. Like, fuck this.
But and he was there with Misty. That's the thing. You was there with your girlfriend or whatever Misty was.
He said that wasn't his girlfriend.
That wasn't his girlfriend.
And then Misty, you got mad because your girl get proposed to. And then she gonna be like, you should have stopped me. Girl, why you playing?
I mean, they both was playing because I was like, first of all,
both of them stressed me out.
Yeah, they both were stressing me out because it's like she's like, he's like, you should have said no. And she's like, you should have stopped me. Listen, I'm going to need for you motherfuckers to get on y'all grown people right. Shit and cut this out. Because what are we doing? Like, first of all, he shouldn't have to told you no. My thing is with her is that you knew you was not feeling Tyson. I feel like she should have broke up with Tyson way before she even started falling on Demaria's little friend. Okay? So there's that. You know you did not want to be with Tyson like that. You know whatever feelings that Tyson felt towards you was not reciprocated. So you should have been broke that shit off. That's one. Especially once you, I mean, a mistake is a mistake. You know, sometimes we all fall short in the light of the Lord, okay? So I understand fucking up and slipping on Demarion's, you know, little friend once, okay? That's a mistake. Constantly, bitch, you know what you're doing. So after the first time, you should have broke it off with Tyson because you already wasn't feeling him. She already wasn't feeling him. She should have broke it off with him. That's why I fought her at. The other thing I did not like is how everybody was coming at her. Like, it felt kind of like the parents, like her mother calling her fast. First of all, she grown, okay? I get it, you old school mom, but no, okay? She's so fast. What are we talking about? Like, you know, and I didn't like how the brother said what he said to her too. Oh, so basically call her a hoe. Like,
there needed to be an apology from the brother when
can we not speak for a minute?
Because that's your twin sister.
Yeah.
I would have slapped his ass.
And the other thing is, it's this different standard held towards women. Because I feel like if that was the brother had did some shit, it would have been excused. Like, oh, you know, a man gonna be a man. But this girl literally, you know, she did what she did. And I'm not saying cheating is a good thing. It is not, okay? But the way they were coming at her, I was like, ah, what is... Y'all jumping down this girl's neck, the brother calling her a hoe, the mother calling her fast. I was like, oh, wait a minute. And then the Marion got on my nerves because then when she spilled the beans and was like, I'm pregnant, he's like, is it my pink? I will fuck you up in here.
I mean, but that was a good question. It was a good question,
it
though.
It was a good question, but the way he was asking it, it felt kind of like,
how dare you?
Yeah, and it was like, you wouldn't even commit to her.
I'm fucking both of y'all. I ain't know you fucking me and that other nigga, because that's your mind, and this mind proposed to me.
No, his question was valid, because I was like, ooh, girl, you sure? And she was like, but here's the other man that fucked me up with her. How you wearing a condom with your boyfriend, but not with what?
Demario told her, that's not, listen, stop saying that's your boyfriend. That's not your So
he did say that's he said, what cracked me up, he kept saying, I don't give a fuck about him. I was like, well, yeah, we know. I don't give a fuck about old boy. I was like, yeah, well, yeah, we can tell you don't care. You fucking on his girlfriend.
You talking about that nigga around me? I'm like, that's her boyfriend.
He said, though, it wasn't. He said what he said.
I'm like, but all you know?
He said he don't give a fuck about that man.
This man was crazy. He was crazy, but I liked that's why I honestly, I'm gonna eat up a brother's best friend trope every goddamn time.
The book was good. It's because just those few little things, but I'm telling you, I was like, yo, they wild.
Give us a few little things. Go ahead.
Like I said, I just didn't like how they was coming at her. I thought they were holding her to a different standard when they found out that she was messing around with Demarion when she was still with Tyson.
It was supposed to.
That was the main thing. And I just wanted them to get it together, because this back and forth they was doing, talking about you know, you should have stopped me, and he running around a book like, I'm scared. I'm using her brother as an excuse. I wanted to reach through the book and like, you need to get your shit right, because you fucking up.
I think they had
fucking up.
They definitely had communication issues.
I think it was more, and it wasn't on her side. It was on his side, because he didn't know what he wanted to do. Like, you were literally scared. You run around, I love her, but you scared to be in a relationship. Like, I'm gonna need for you to shut up and get it together. Like,
I had a problem with her too at one point, because when homegirl waltzed into her office and was like, "I'm pregnant,"
Yeah,
that's kind of my only gripe, because I hate when books have these like little things that we could talk about, but you decide to break up with somebody and block them because, yes. Like, first of all, we know that he fucking her, okay? Because you fucking whoever you fucking, but for her to say that I'm pregnant is like, that's why you're not talking to him. Like, out of all the stuff, that's why you're not.
Yes, yes, okay. That was the. Oh, thank you for reminding me, because that pissed me off too.
Like, we knew she might be pregnant. They fucking.
Right.
Yes. And you know they fucking.
Because if he ain't use a condom with you, what made us believe he was using a condom with Misty? So it wouldn't have been no surprise if both of y'all was pregnant at the same goddamn time, because he was fucking on both of y'all, ma'am.
Why?
But not to have a conversation with him is what was stupid. Because I was like, you was just sitting in here crying about your brother and all this other shit, and then you block him when you could have easily called him like, hey, this hoe just walked up in my office and said she pregnant. Right. What's going on?
Because he being me, I would have said, okay, well, let's call him. We finna talk to him right now. Let's figure this out exactly. Right now, because that's just me. But I wanted to ask y'all, so here's the thing. I told my husband when we were dating, I'm going to suggest that you don't propose to me in public. And he always thinks that it's because I'm not one for like all the attention on me. But the other thing for me was, you already know my mouth, and I don't want to have to embarrass you if my answer is no. So just don't do that in public. So do y'all think y'all would have said yes or no if they having a whole big party and he proposing to you? Y'all would have said no?
I would have said yes and then tell him later, because I didn't want to, like, I didn't feel like she was wrong for what she did. Mm-hmm. But he should have known better. Mm. Like, you just throw it on her spur of the moment. Like, were there any, and that's the thing, were there any conversations prior about marriage or anything like that? Because if there was no conversations prior about marriage, why are you throwing that on me like that?
But remember, right. She said no. She said there was no prior conversations between them, no marriage perspective or anything. So yeah, she was throwing off the fucking loop. She was like, where the fuck this come from? But I think he knew kind of sort of that she wasn't feeling him like that. So most times people do a proposal to try to hold on to somebody. And I think that's
what he said that happened. In the note at the end. At the end, he was like, the nigga was sterile. First of all, why are you proposing to me and you can't even have no kids and you ain't like, it's not a problem that you can't have kids, but you need to
tell her.
Somebody.
You ain't give me the option to be like,
you ain't give me the option to let me know if I'm okay. Now, me personally, I probably would have been okay that you can't have no goddamn kids. So you telling me we could fuck and I ain't gonna get pregnant and you don't want to? Oh my God, yes.
I don't know. I probably would have said no. I just think that, I just feel like, you know what? No. Because first of all, I'm not one for public forms of display and all that other stuff. I just feel like something like that is like a private thing. Do that shit in private. If I say yeah, we'll call motherfuckers later, because then that's going to save us both the embarrassment. Mainly you, but it's going to save us both the embarrassment of me saying no. Especially if y'all not too sure about where y'all at in y'all relationship. You know what I mean? And you traveling, you going all over the place, like y'all ain't had no relationship. Y'all was just,
and he said he wasn't 100% sure, like he knew that the feeling wasn't reciprocated. So you know,
yes.
Why are you proposing to me?
Yes. So why you set yourself up like that, sir?
Why are you painting my top like that? Like,
right. So I know me, I most definitely would have said no.
Well, I think that book was a nice little, you know, short special.
Good. I gotta say, that was a good suggestion.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, but they was getting on my nerves a whole lot heavy. I was like, these motherfuckers is retarded. Like, what is going on? Like, why can't they get it together?
Right.
She was partaking in some whole shit now.
No, definitely.
The brother should have been a little more fucking sensitive. Like, you might, nigga, we shared a, well, I wouldn't say we shared a, well, nigga, we was in the belly together.
Right.
You supposed to have my back. Even though, like right now, I know my best friend. If my best friend doing whole shit, now I know she doing whole shit.
Right.
But I'm going to be sympathetic because that's my best friend. I'm going to be like, nah, you know that's some whole shit. But I ain't going to throw that in her face and be like, you doing some whole shit. And I can be like, nah.
Well, that's because you are who you are. But they said that he was the more buttoned up twin. Like, he always followed the rules.
She was. Right. He was the favorite, basically. Mm-hmm. He was the favorite, basically. And she was the wild one, you know. So, which I just feel like, even if that's true, he still should have had his. I understand him being mad at Demarion, because I told you to leave my fucking sister alone. I get all of that. But him talking to her like that, I was like, yo, like, that is your sister, sir.
And I was shocked.
Your sister like that.
I was shocked that she didn't even tell her best friend that she was fucking the brother's best friend. I get what she's saying, but I feel like, best friend or not, even though you're my best friend fucking my brother, I promise you, she would not have told the brother that y'all was fucking.
Right. No, she wouldn't have. But she told her that. But remember, she told her that. She was like, I feel, because remember, the sister, the friend was upset because she was like, you ain't even come. Tell me none of this shit. Mm-hmm. And the friend was like, bitch, what is the problem? But like she said, yeah, I love your brother and we together. But if you come to me and tell me like, hey, don't tell that I'm not going to tell him, because at the end of the day, we were friends before I was with your brother.
Yeah. So that
but she did
that
tell
was,
her that.
That the was kind of
because for me, with my best friend, listen, I don't care if it's your brother. The first person I'm calling after I hop off his meat is my friend, and saying, "Bitch, guess what happened?
Girl, you just suck your brother. Oh my,
ooh, girl.
He be like, your brother just eat my pussy. I was talking about it. I'd be like, your brother just eat my pussy, girl. Your brother just ate my ass. Like, I would have been like, girl, you. Especially if I knew that, especially if I knew or you knew that I had feelings for your brother all this time, I'd be like, girl, I finally got them down. I finally got them. He finally clapped the cheeks. Like, I'm saying something.
I clapped the cheeks.
I finally got the dick. I was saying something. So it really was like off-putting for me that she didn't even tell her bestie. I was like, girl, that's your best friend. I'd have been like, girl, your brother got some good dick.
Like, it's not like DeMarion was like, he knew the best friend, but it just was weird that she did not tell her friend. Because I'm quite sure her friend was telling her shit about the brother, like how the brother wanted kids, and the friend was like, bitch, you ain't getting your kids out of me until we get married, bitch.
Right.
This was funny.
You know?
Kayshanae was funny as fuck for this. Why you make that nigga a director of human resources? When I read that, I was fucking tickle. I was like, excuse me? This is like, why I'm taking you for...
Why a nigga can't have a job?
Why are you making him the director of HR?
What's wrong? He can't have a job?
What is fucking weird? It was weird.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, okay, I could have took, he a tattoo artist. He a barber. He owned a barber shop. But he work in HR?
That nigga is the no, he the director. I was like, this hard ass nigga, like, I get it. Hard niggas, I'm sorry, yes, girl. But I was like, yo, that shit caught me off guard.
He a thug in a suit.
This nigga falling on my FMLA papers, what the fuck?
Please.
I was fucking weak. I was like,
my God. It was like when you got to it, you were like, wait a minute. I thought it was a drug dealer.
This nigga was a fucking drug dealer.
I was like, wait a minute. HR.
Oh. Hey, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, girl.
Like, oh.
This energy. And I'm not saying, and I'm sorry, I'm just not saying that hood niggas can't be HR directors, but that shit caught me off guard. I was like, HR director. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay.
It was a little bit like when you got to it, you was like,
I thought that nigga was pushing fucking contraband, nigga.
Like, think about it. as straight-laced as the brother was, like, can you see the brother hanging out with a drug dealer?
You're right.
Yes. Yes.
No.
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 It's usually like that when you have this straight-laced friend and who got a hood-ass friend.
No. We ain't talking about that combination. We talking about this girl's brother. You read this brother. Am I correct?
What drug dealer you know best friends with a square? None of them.
And her brother, right. Her brother sounded like a goddamn square. Like, he looked like he fucked only missionary style.
Well, the sister like missionary then. I mean, the best friend like missionary then.
I mean, the best friend like barn sex, because that looked like, that sounded like that's all the brother gave.
He looked like he got that 1, 2, 3 stroke in.
Oh God!
You caught me off guard with that one. I was like, HR director.
Yeah, that was. I was just like, oh, I was expecting something so much.
You telling me?
Huh?
You telling me my HR director out here rolling up on bitches in the bathroom and telling them
around? You don't even know it.
you know, telling them, you better tell them you ain't going home with that nigga. Then you gonna show up. Like, how you know this nigga wasn't coming back with us?
He was like, but how, you know who I am. Right.
I didn't know HR director. That's a drug dealer.
But how was I expected, like, when they left the fake engagement proposal, I thought that the boyfriend, like, even though she told the boyfriend Shay wouldn't be bothered, I thought he was going to pop up at her house. And he didn't. I was like, oh, he's such a square. Because ain't no way, bitch, I just proposed to you. You tell me no.
And you go to your house.
I'd have been like, nah, we talking tonight, bitch. What is going on?
We ain't talking about shit, bitch. I'm laying this pipe tonight. This is weird. I just proposed to you, bitch. You give me them draws. What?
Not even that, but then asked her, well, when is it going to be a good time for me to come over there? Sorry, what?
He was a square. That's who the brother should have been friends with.
Well,
it was a good suggestion, Marlena.
This was fun, and thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us tonight and being our first guest in this unnamed series, because we don't know what.
Oh my God, you're out of pocket. Why do you like this?
I'm sorry.
Why I gotta have a name though? You gotta give it a name.
No.
Oh, you don't know what it's like working with this lady.
Hey!
It has to have a name, Marlena. She drives me nuts. It has to have a name.
You know what? I like that. We can name it the Unnamed Series.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Marlena, for coming and chatting with us and being our first guest.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you, and we wish you continued success on your Bookstagram page. I absolutely adore the monthly wrap-ups.
Oh, I love it.
I love the monthly wrap-ups, and
I love the album covers.
Mm-hmm, the album covers, and I've noticed that there's been anyway.
Don't start your shit. Please.
I can say that there's been a lot of inspiration from facts, from fiction, monthly wrap-up posts on Instagram, because the reason why I followed her, I found her page, is because I liked how she paired the books with the music. Mm-hmm. I like that. Everybody doing it now. So I feel like you trailblazed us into this niche where we are pairing the books with the music, and I love it. Now, what I would like.
Girl, don't do it. Do not start your shit.
I would like these goddamn wrap-ups and these playlists on Apple Music.
I'm tired of on my nerves.
I am tired of these fucking goddamn wrap-ups. Okay? If you gonna need to do it on Apple.
Listen to me. I put a link in my bio specifically for you. For Spotify, you just click the link and it opens up Spotify. You don't have to have it. Just click on it.
There's a free version of Spotify.
Thank you.
I like the fact that I could just download. I could just add it to my library on Apple Music. But anyway, I'm gonna let it cook.
Oh my God.
But I'm just saying, I really feel like you ushered us into an era of just where we have the authors, where we know that they're doing their playlists. And usually it's not like a lot of authors who do playlists with their books. Yeah. So
that is true.
I find myself that if I'm reading a book that you already read, I go back to your playlist and I play the song. And I'd be like, this song ain't bad. I think I got that Normani Waves from you.
You're welcome.
Because I did not know. I didn't know that with that girl.
I know nothing about that girl. Please.
But I feel like what you're doing for the community is amazing. And if nobody never told you that you are appreciated, I'm letting you know now that you're appreciated. And trust me when I say that you are an inspiration.
Thank you.
Oh, you're sweet.
Look at that. She can be sweet when she wants to.
Don't tell nobody that shit, though. Come on now. Y'all know I'm a thug.
Thug right there.
I'm a thug, okay? I'm an October Scorpio. I'm a thug, okay?
Well, y'all, we thank y'all so very much. Please follow Marlena on Instagram. Her yes. tag name is Facts From Fiction.
She ain't got no Twitter.
Yes.
I think it's underscore from underscore fiction. We're going to link it, and you can all go give her a shout out, and y'all could go and look at her playlist on Spotify. Because it ain't on Apple.
The link is in the bio. Don't be like Tama. Click the link in the bio.
Thank you.
Be like me. I've been waiting. Be like me. I've been waiting for her monthly wrap-ups. Because I'd be like, ooh, what? I mean, I know it ain't going to be on my. But I'd be excited anyway, you know?
Oh, my God. All right, Marlena. All right.
Listen, she know I be on her ass about this every month.
And I just let her talk, girl. I'm not
like, just let her talk. Just let her go off in the details, right? Like, okay, sure, yeah, girl, yeah.
Y'all need to put some respect on my name, okay?
But we ain't got to deal with
you, girl.
Right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. If you're here, we thank you so very much. Make sure you're tuning in for bi-weekly episodes. You can also catch our previous shows via your favorite podcast and music platforms everywhere. Be sure you're following us via social media at Brazenly Shady. And until the next battle of shenanigans, later days. Bye.